This is Traveling to Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower and Farm Credit Mid-America. Here's Alan Watts.
As we continue our conversation with JK Sky Farm owner John Smith, he says the responsibility he feels to farmers is vital. Smith says when a farmer writes a check, he makes sure he does the best job he can.
We're $30 an acre, you know, chemical and the spraying all in, you know, and 1,000 acres is $30,000. You know, and you go out and spray somebody's stuff, they've spent $30,000.
Smith says in the early days, they were spraying around 20,000 acres a year, but that figure has grown.
We're spraying 60 to 80,000 acres a year now. And when you've got that much responsibility on your plate and the farmers keep calling, that means more to me than anything.
He sprays a variety of crops as he travels across the country.
Out west, mainly wheat. They do spring and winter wheat. So it's mainly wheat out west. Here in Kentucky, we're spraying everything.
Traveling to Bluegrass will return in a moment.
You've invested in Case IH equipment. Now get the best return by investing in Case IH leading lubricants, grease, and filters. Available from H&R AgriPower, genuine Case IH maintenance products meet the exact specifications of your equipment and are engineered to extend service intervals, protect resale value, and keep equipment running. Genuine Case IH maintenance products available from H&R AgriPower in Hopkinsville, Russellville, Owensboro, Morganfield, and Mayfield.
Farmers know that hard work has its rewards. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America has designed our operating loans to work just as hard for you in return. Earn 1.5% cash back on all purchases when you connect your operating loan to our disbursement card. Because in times like these, some extra cash back never hurts. Visit fcma.com/operating to learn more. Disbursement card for use with an operating loan. Operating loans are subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal opportunity lender.
You're listening to Traveling to Bluegrass with Alan Watts. Brought to you by H&R AgriPower and Farm Credit Mid-America.
John Keith Smith says the crops being sprayed east of Kentucky vary.
I've had the solar farms call, and they've needed their solar farms seeded. You go out east to North Carolina, we could be spraying peanuts. We could be defoliating cotton, spraying soybeans, potatoes. There's just a wide range.
At the end of the day, he's proud to be a part of a historic agriculture service.
The first people that done it were flying old trainer aircraft from World War I. They were applying seven dust essentially to the boll weevils on cotton.
Follow Traveling to Bluegrass on Facebook and X and listen to podcasts at youragedge.com, Apple, and Spotify. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling to Bluegrass.